Good morning, church. It's truly an honor to be back in the house of the Lord, especially on this glorious occasion. Somebody asked me, say, why is it so glorious? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's glorious because my Savior lives. Amen. On this day, 2021 years ago, my Savior, he broke the chains of death. Amen. Yes. And he made a way for you and for me. Amen. So that's why this day is so glorious. That's what I'm so happy about. Amen. For those of you who missed us last Sunday, and those of you that are here with us this week in some form or fashion, just want to reiterate and reflect. No pain, no palm, no thorn, no throne. No gall, no glory. No cross, no crown. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This morning's hymn, the praise team is going to sing. We'd ask that you all sing along with us. We're going to be singing hymn number 104 from the hymnals, He Arose.
Thank you.
scripture will be coming to you from the 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll be reading 12 through 22. If you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're going to read verses 12 through 22. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll be reading from the NIV version, which reads, "So it is with you, since you are eager for gifts of the Spirit. Try to excel in those that build up the church. For this reason, the one who speaks in a tongue should pray that they may interpret what they say. Mm-hmm. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. Otherwise, when you are praising God in the spirit, how can someone else who is now put in the position of an inquirer say amen to your thanksgiving, since they do not know what you're saying? You are giving thanks well enough, but no one else is edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you, but in the church I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Yes. Brothers and sisters, stop thinking like children in regard to evil. Be infants, but if you are thinking, be adults. If the law is written with other tongues, and through the lip of foreigners, I will speak to this people. But even then, they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues, then, are a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is not for unbelievers, but for believers." Amen?
Amen.
God's word for God's people, and God's word has already been blessed.
Amen.
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 At this time, I'm going to ask our very own Deacon King if he would bless us with a prayer, after which the praise team will come back and bless us with a song. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, congregation.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Most holy and all wise God, creator of heaven and earth, and the fullness thereof, we thank you for creation. We thank you for humanity.
Yes.
We thank you for love. We thank you for life. We thank you for the word of life, your son Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving the world the greatest gift of all. We thank you for his death, burial, and resurrection, that we all may have right to the tree of life.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, continue to bless us, keep us, guide us. We pray, thanking you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide in us. Guide us in our deeds, thoughts, and words. Keep us in your care and protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Call him
here. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm yes.
Thank
call
you.
Call him
here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you're good, God.
Down.
have been for the Lord. And we're on your side. Where would you be? Left on your hand the last night. Amen. You won't be up this morning. Amen. Hold it. Put it in your right mind. Amen. Hold on your thing. The money is about it. Amen. Nobody rolling in. You won't be in. Amen. God kept you. Amen. You start to let your way. Amen. You must take your way. Last one. Last one. Stay up today. Stay up.
Start reading in verse 27. Read on down through 28. And I'm going to read enough scripture for you so that if my sermon, Sister Martin, is not that good, at least I put some scripture in you. Amen. To give you a little strength. Ain't that right, Uncle Kevin? God bless you, man. Amen. Amen. Dick King, are you with me in St. Matthew's Gospel? King James. Chapter 27, verse 62. And I'm going to keep on reading, amen. So don't close the book, just stay right there. Y'all there? 27th chapter of Matthew. 62nd verse.
Amen.
Boy, y'all turning like we need to start having Bible study for our son of God. I tell you, y'all struggling to find Matthew. What's going on? If you're able to stand, just stand for the reading of the word. If you're not, don't worry about it. Just sit there and let it focus. From the King James Version of St. Matthew, 27th chapter, 62nd verse. It reads, "Now the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we would remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again.
Yes.
Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. Uh-huh.
So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch. Go your way and make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. His countenance was like lightning. His raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which is crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. They departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, said, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Mm-hmm. Now when they were going, behold, some of them, the watch came into the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. When they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large sums of money to the soldiers, saying, say ye disciples come by night, and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we shall persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 5 said, the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. And I want to preach to you from that subject this morning. He did just what he said.
Yes.
Listen to me now. He did just what he said. Many Easters I've come to church, and I've heard great men preach the gospel. As a little boy, I used to imitate preachers, never knowing I would be one. Amen. And when the preachers got happy, y'all know it. When they got happy, they would say, he may not come when you want him. See, y'all know church local, right? But he's always on time. They would say stuff like that. They would say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Then when they got real, real happy, they would say, 3 days. They would say, he died. They say, and then they would look over to the corner and they say, didn't he die? And then they would look back and say, he died, to death died. Amen. And then they say, they put him on took him down from the cross and put him in the grave. Y'all know the story, don't you?
Yeah.
And then they say he stayed there 3 days. All night Friday night. All day Saturday, all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning. Y'all know the story, don't you? He got up with all power in his hand. Yeah, when they used to say that stuff, I told you, I used to imitate the preachers because I thought they were just saying something because they wanted to shout and, you know, the Easter basket and everything was going on. I was just happy to be in the number with my new suit. Amen.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that the stuff they was talking about was real. I didn't understand Sister Marie until I started having trouble, until I got older, until I saw some folks leave this earth, until I thought some things that I couldn't do, and I found out I couldn't do them no more. Amen. When I found out that I didn't have power to pursue the dreams that when I was a kid, I thought I could do it. As a teenager, I had more zeal to want to do it. But as I got older, life has a way of shifting. Amen. And you can't do what you wanted to do. But then I got sisters up and know now, thank God for another day.
Amen.
Thank God for another day's journey. Amen. So I've heard old preachers, Dr. R.W. Stiles say early in the morning, y'all know it, and he would shake his leg and tell you that everything gonna be all right. Matter of fact, Dr. Stiles said you got to do your your work. That was his favorite thing from John. You got to do your work while it's day, because at night no man can work. Amen. I heard Will Cross Senior say the same thing. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Then before he ended, though, he would always go to early in the morning. He'll let you know that the Lord got up. Amen. Reverend Cecil Lee from Hamer Baptist Church, amen, was a little short running preacher. Amen. He'd run the pews and tell you early in the morning. Amen. He'd tell you that hold on to God's unchanging hand. You might be sick, but God is a healer. Amen. You might be confused, but God is a mind regulator. Amen. That's what Reverend Cecil Lee would say. But Dr. Thompson, amen, Ebenezer, a United Church of Christ. Dr. Thompson was my pastor also. And Dr. Thompson was the same way. He would stand strong. He wouldn't move. He would just stand there and talk about the goodness of the Lord. But some way, Brother Seneca, he would find his way to early Sunday morning. Amen. He would let you know that you might be in a dark day in your life, but there's going to come a time when the light don't shine. He would let you know that weeping may endure for a night. He would let you know that joy comes in the morning. But now today, I just stopped by for a little while to remind you that God is still God. Through Corona, God is still God. Amen, amen. Fake gerrymandering and laws been changed and suppression is going on and hatred and violence and racism and all these things going on and coronavirus. I just stopped by to let you know that God is real. I stopped by to let you know that God can take care of you. If somebody in here, if I came out there and gave you the mic, somebody wouldn't know what you've been through. Amen. Folk walked away who told you they would always be there. Body sick with diabetes, cancer, whatever, but this is the day the Lord has made. See, you've got to understand that God is real, and he will do, Brother Wall, you know exactly what he said he would do. As I go into the text, I got to go back and digress to tell you that on Good Friday, y'all know, we talk about Jesus being on the cross. Amen. And from him being on the cross, the last saying from him in Luke 23:46, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The old preacher said it like this. He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders, and he died. Amen. Amen. And he did die. That's what this text is about, is that the Lord died. But when he died, I want to tell you that it was a conspiracy. They didn't understand that he came to die. They didn't understand that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And you would think on what we call Easter or Resurrection Sunday, amen, that the religious people ought to have been about the Lord's business. But y'all know what you find out? You find the top leaders in the religious community, they come together to conspire against the Lord. Now, what did they conspire against him about? Because he said that he, I and the Father are one. They said that he was blaspheming, amen. When he healed a man with a lame arm, amen, on the Sabbath day, they said he shouldn't have done that. But they were standing there preaching with no power, and people were bound, people were bent over, and people were sick because there wasn't no power in the house. I'm trying to tell you, ain't no power in me. There's no power in you. But when we get together in the Holy Ghost, what a time, what a time. Amen. We got to get it back together. We got to come back in here and start praying together and eat together and fellowshipping together. If you watch me and I watch over you, we read the scripture till we find out, Sister Quinn, that the Lord would do exactly what he said he would do. Hear this text? By the Lord, that after they conspired, I started to name this text, Deacon Woods, I started to name it a set seal. Amen. A sure sepulcher. That word sepulcher means grave. Amen. Or a set watch. That's why I started to preach to y'all and preach it down through the line. I started to preach because he lived. Amen. I did. I was real close to saying that. I was real close to trying to transition to let you know the difference between Easter and Resurrection Sunday. Amen. I'm going to put a footnote there, but I'm not going to stay there. We understand that there are some folk who are listening to me today. They're going to try to poke holes in my story. They're going to try to tell you that we are not supposed to be worshiping on Sunday, but we're supposed to be worshiping on Saturday. The Saturday is the day of the Jews. If they want to worship on Saturday, let them worship on Saturday. But I worship on Sunday morning when the Lord said that he got up with all power in his hand. That's the day I worship. Amen. And then that word, Easter.
come from Esther or Eschar, amen. It was a pagan holiday that they had, amen. And what they did was they had Easter egg hunt just like we had and the baskets, amen. And what happened when Constantine set Christianity in motion, you find out that the resurrection married Easter, amen. And I'm trying to tell you, it's all right, amen. Never forget that the Lord did what he said, amen. And then on the way back, you eat some ham and eat some Easter eggs and have an Easter basket and a new outfit. That's all right, but never forget this day is not about Ishtar, amen. See, Ishtar was the fertility of Babylon, amen, and it was about fertility, and that's why we got the eggs, amen, and the bunny for reproduction, amen. But the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. Male and female, he made them, and that's who he made, amen. He knows who was coming on this earth. He knows when we're going to leave, amen. He knows everything about you, every step that you made. The Lord already knows about it. And the things he promised you in your life, I'm here to tell you today, he going to do just what he said, amen. The Bible says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. So let's get that straight, that pagan holiday. Mary, resurrection. But the Bible said that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came down to the grave, amen. And they saw an angel there. Now before I get there, let me explain some things to you. That when the day of preparation came, when Jesus died on the cross, they hurried up and tried to get him down because the sun was going down, amen. And if he had stayed on the cross, the Romans would have took him down like everybody else and cremated him and buried him, amen. And what happened was that when the sun came down, they hurried up and they rushed his body into the grave. Let me go ahead on and put it in modern terms so y'all can understand what I'm saying. They didn't have time for the mortician to come in and dress his body and bury him. They didn't have time for the family to come for the first viewing. They didn't have time for people to come by the house and bring cars and have a setup at the house. They didn't have time for all of that. They skipped past the wake. They skipped past the funeral, amen. And they went straight to the burial, amen. Because they had to fulfill all righteousness to take them down for sundown and get him in the grave. But then after the day of preparation, the Bible says that Mary and the other Mary came. Because what they did on Saturday was the Sabbath day, and they couldn't do no work, amen. So to fulfill the law, they just rested. But early Sunday morning, they creeped down while it was dawn to anoint the Lord's body. They came to do the work because back then the body would decay. Like we embalm it now, they would anoint it with spices and sweet oil so the body wouldn't decay by the way, amen. So they came to do that. But y'all know what happened when they got there. When they got there, amen, they found out that the angel of the Lord was there and the stone was rolled away. But now you got to understand that it ain't like a grave like outside right there. It's a cave. It's a tomb. And they usually roll a stone in front of it and they seal it. Amen. But this case, they sealed it because they got afraid that Jesus was going to do what he said. Matthew 16, he said, I must go to Jerusalem. Amen. And the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, amen, they're going to kill me and crucify me. He said, but on the third day morning, I'm going to get up. So now they're meeting with Pilate because they're afraid. Now look what happened here. If you go back to chapter 27, verse 66, I told you there was a sepulcher, amen, and they sealed that sepulcher. They sealed the sepulcher so Jesus, they said, so the disciples wouldn't steal Jesus' body out. Now wait a minute. You got Roman soldiers all around this seal. You going to tell me a ragtag group of preachers who used to be fishermen with no weapons are going to come and steal his body from trained soldiers? So they set a seal over his tomb, nigga. And when they set the seal over his tomb, they set that sure watch the soldiers was there. But not even that, when the women was going, they had to stop and think about it, that the stone was there. Amen. That big stone was sitting there. But y'all know what they did. They kept on going anyway. And that's for somebody right there. You got to keep on going anyhow. Amen. That stone represents an obstacle. It represents something that'll get in your way. But you ain't got to worry about it, because y'all know what we said. Why are you trying to figure it out? The Lord has already worked it out. Look what happened when they get down to the sepulcher. They found out that the stone was already rolled away. The obstacle was already rolled away. What you thought was going to stop you from doing what God said, God had already rolled it out the way. Not only did the angel of the Lord come down and an earthquake
quite sure. Cause sometimes stuff got to shake to stop all this foolishness. But you and I must understand that God will keep your foot on a solid rock. That will everybody else around you shake. Don't everybody else around you give up. Don't everybody else around you die. You hold the God's unchanging hand and let the angel of the Lord do the work. The angel of the Lord sat down on the stone. Y'all know why I believe he sat down on the stone? Because when God moved your stone out the way, he gonna sit down on it. Because what door the Lord opened, you can't close it, and nobody else can close it. And the doors he closed, you can't open it, and can't nobody else open it. So the angel of the Lord sat down on the stone. Sat down on the stone. That seal was broken. The stone was rolled away. And it tell me that the soldiers were asleep.
That's all.
The one thing you worry about, they already gone to sleep.
Yeah.
So at dawn and daybreak, let me teach you just a little bit, amen, I got to go. The stone represents a problem. That's something that's in your way. That's something that you think you can't handle. That's what the stone represents. That seal represents systems and isms, amen, things that are designed to keep you out, amen, or things that are designed to destroy you. Oh, y'all still sleep up in here? Y'all don't understand that they did change the voting law, amen. They're trying to fix it where folk can't vote no more. So you keep on going to sleep. Keep on collecting stimulus money and not looking around at what's going on in your life. Y'all better look around at the real estate market, amen, how it swayed one way. Y'all better look at the fact that in some neighborhoods it's called a food desert. Other, you got to travel 20, 30 miles, about 10 miles to get to the grocery store. And how you going to get to the grocery store if you don't have a job, if you don't have a car, if you don't have public transportation? How in the world you going to get there? See, that's the design of the world. But my God will do exactly what he said. I told you, he gonna roll the stone away from your problem, amen. Not only is he gonna roll the stone away, that seal represented the governor, it represented power, amen. But the Lord broke the seal by the power of the angel. Y'all grab with me now. But then not only is the stone a problem, the seal is the system, but the soldiers represent people in your life that you got to deal with. Stop being afraid of people that are standing in your way from progress. You're going to have some haters. You're going to have some folk that are jealous. You're going to have some folk that don't like you. Don't let them stop you from doing what God told you to do. You got to get past every situation and watch the Lord do what the Lord said do. Amen. Let me go ahead on and finish this thing. So the first point is that when you're facing obstacles and when you're facing problems, you got to go head on anyway. In other words, you got to get down. Cause the seal is broken. The stone is rolled away. Amen. And God is on his post. Amen. So when God get ready to bless you, this is what I'm trying to say. Nobody can stop you from doing it. No system can stop you. No power can stop you. No person can stop you. When God get ready to bless you, Psalm 3:3 says, the Lord is my glory, amen, and the lifter of my head. Not only that, he's a shield of protection for me. When enemies are all around me, the Lord will take care of you, amen. I'm trying to tell you to move on with the Lord. So now, people are going to come. Don't worry about it. God prepares the table before you in the presence of your enemies. And what you're going to discover on this journey called life, is anybody in here to live at least 45 years, you already know that some friends you have are not the friends you thought they were, amen. And then the enemies who you thought were your enemy, they're exactly who you thought they were, amen. But I'm telling you today that God is exactly who he said he is, and he'll do just what he said. So now you may have a false doctor's report. That doctor might have given you something that looks real, real bleak, or you feel bad in your body because you're not sure of what's going to happen. Put your hands in the hands of the one who calmed the sea. Put your hands in the one who stilled the waters. Amen. You gotta go to the doctor, go ahead on anyway. You gotta take the medicine, go ahead on and take the medicine anyway. When you gotta go somewhere to get a job, controversial meeting, go ahead on anyway. Cause the Lord gonna already fix it by the time you get there. I'm trying to tell you that the women came. And when the women came, look what happened. The women came and said, just like the angel said, they went back and told everybody, he's not here. He's risen just like he said. So CNN, MSNBC, Channel 12, Channel 8, and Channel 2, they report two stories. One story is they interviewed the women, and the women said, Brother Sullivan, we went to the sepulcher, and wasn't nobody there, so we believe that he's alive. Amen. But the soldiers got together and said, now the disciples stole his body. Because I just read to you that they still saying that same story until this day. Is that right? Yeah. And so I'm trying to tell you, whose report will you believe? Will you believe that he rose this morning? Will you believe that the Lord is real? Are you with the world and believe that he didn't do what he said? Well, I'm going to fix it, and I'm going on to the house. Bible said that James saw it. Bible said that Peter saw it. Bible said that 500 of the disciples saw it. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul said, I saw him too. Amen. Paul was on his way to the Damascus Road. I'm getting ready to go, but he was on his way to the Damascus Road. He was the persecutor of Christians. Matter of fact, he was the Hebrew of Hebrews. Amen. From the tribe of Benjamin. Paul, so enough, was a persecutor of the church. But y'all know what happened? When Paul met Jesus on the Damascus Road, he wasn't the same no more. But then when he went back to the other disciples, they didn't believe who he was. See, I can't talk about you, but I'm going to talk about me. When I used to run the streets of Alabama, out of my mind, like a fool, destroying my house, tipping the church when I was in trouble, and tipping out the church and go back to my same old wallet in the pig net. But the Lord kept on holding me, amen, and folks didn't believe that I had changed. I'm telling you, when that change comes, I knew I was changed. So the disciples and Paul, they said to him, well, Paul, we don't believe that you have changed. Paul said, I believe that I have changed because I'm a different man. Amen. Yeah. Paul said, I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I preach that he rose from the dead. And many folks died and are still dying for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So for a man who never lived, some folks say he never existed. Well, let me ask you a question. If he never existed, why are you talking about him? If his teaching wasn't real, why are you teaching the same thing that he taught? Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Because most folks talking about what their Savior did and how he lived. But we talked about how our Savior died and what he did for us on Calvary Cross. Amen. I'm gone when I tell you this, that when it came down, all came down to the culmination of it all. Paul said, I'm preaching, you still don't believe it. I'm walking right, and you still don't believe it. Paul said, but I know that a change has come in my life. Let me go from Paul to Michael Thompson. There was a time when I wasn't in my right mind. There was a time when I really didn't know who God was. I know who folks said he was. I know what folks said Jesus could do. But when I called on him for myself, and when he came in my life, he did exactly what he said he would do. He put me in my right mind. He made me everything I like. Everything I tried to do, it was dropped, amen. And the Lord moved the stone out the way. And things people said, I couldn't do, I'm doing it now. But the Lord said so. But that ain't for me, that's for you. Don't give up on God. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how sick you are. I don't care what you're going through. God will do exactly what he said he was going to do. So I'm telling you today, how do you know that it is? I'm going to tell you the same way Paul told the other apostles. I know it is true, because he lived down on the inside of me. You say, well, how do you know he lived on the inside of you? Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. No more smoking, no more drinking, no more lying, no more chewing, no more fat right, no more fornication, no more adultery. Just Jesus and what he said. You wrong. You gotta let him rise.
Yes.
Some of y'all are facing problems. Yes. You trying to fight the problem. Yes. Bible said that in your weakness does grace prevail. Yes. Stop trying. Let go and let God. Yes. Let me say that again because y'all are looking crazy about that. Stop trying. Let go and let God. Yes. If you go to God and pray the prayer I pray, don't try to be fancy like church folk pray all that. If you not, don't know protocol, you ain't got to do all that. Just go to God and tell him what you're going through, what you need, and what you need him to do. Yeah. My prayer is to go something like this. Lord, if you don't help me down here, I'm going to die. Yeah. Lord, if you don't come and see about me and take care of this woman that I can't take care of, I'm going to destroy her life. Matter of fact, the children that you gave me, amen. If you don't show me how to parent them, I'm going to mess it up. Then he brought me to a church full of people who was loving, caring, and kind, and they won't let you do anything. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I said, Lord, I thank you, but please don't let me go in there and mess up that fellowship. Just let me go in and be one in the number. And I'm telling you that God did. The Bible says that after the angel of the Lord rolled the stone away, after he sent them, he said, go tell the other disciples.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing today. I'm sending you out. Mm-hmm. Tell other people.
Yes.
That he leaves. Yes. Not only does he leave, mm-hmm. but he can do exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yes.
They said, while they was going, you got to go forward. You can't sit around at the house waiting. You got to go forward. While they were going, they met the Lord. Let me say it again. While they were going, they met the Lord.
Yes.
Some of y'all have already come forward. Y'all already met it. Y'all already know it.
Yeah.
Some of us have walked on past them or veered off, amen, turn around
yeah.
and come back to the Lord. Okay, that's my mandate for you. Turn around and come back to the Lord.
Yes.
Then as a group, I don't know whether you're here, I'm not going to take it for granted that you do know the Lord. Bible says if you confess with your mouth
mm-hmm.
and believe in your heart
yes.
that God raised him from the dead,
yes.
thou shalt be saved. If you believe that this morning, you never confessed it, this is your time to confess it. Amen.
Yes.
Facebook Live, if you don't know the Lord, this is your time to confess it. When you confess it, he'll come. He'll roll the stone away. He'll break the seals of oppression. Yes, he will. And after you do that, he'll come in. He'll sup with you. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you.
Yes.
He'll guide you and he'll keep you.
Yes.
I'm done. Just came by and say he'll do what he said he'll do.
Yeah.
He'll do.
He's a healer.
Yes,
yes he is.
Yep.
He's a mind regulator.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's a heart fixer.
Yes.
He can fix your family.
Yes.
God can fix your money.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, yes. my God is so powerful that without money, he'll give you favor. And folk will just bless you
yes.
just because the Lord put on their heart to bless you.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all see
yes.
that?
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
This Resurrection Sunday, enjoy your life. Enjoy your family.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been sitting in the house tossing Corona. Ain't that right? Everybody sit back from last year to this year. This year, it's time for us to go forward. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Be smart. Wear your mask. See, folk out here not wearing. They don't care.
Yeah.
No vaccine, no nothing, no God, no regard for everybody else. They just gonna do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be smart.
Yes.
So I get ready to leave. There's one who has a prayer request. I mean, we still on social distance. We've got a prayer request. I've asked my deacons to come. We've got a prayer request. I want you to stand. I want you to tell God all about it. If you can't stand, just raise your hand. You know how you be in the classroom and you just raise your hand for
yeah.
attention?
Yes.
Lord, I need you. Every minute.
Yes.
Every hour of every day.
Yes.
If you got it all together, then this is the time to pray for somebody else. Amen.
Yeah.
Father, as we come now, God, to glorify you and to thank you
yes.
for your son, Jesus. The one who came to seek and to save those of us who were lost.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that he was faithful all the way through his life. In his body, Lord, he went to Gethsemane, prayed till great drops of blood fell, prayed till his boils walked away. And yet, God, he said, not my will, but thine will be done. Faithful, Lord, to the cross. Prayed for people on the cross. Prayed for the crowd who was screaming at him. Prayed for the thief on the cross who was doubting. Encouraged by the other thief who said, I know this got to be the Lord. When he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Today, if you can say that, you'll move a stone out the way. Father, I ask you now that
you will sit down upon us. Bless us, God, until we get better. I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, if you would do something, fix this coronavirus. God, you remove it out the way. That we can come back to your house and not have a den of iniquity, arguing, fussing, and fighting, but just celebrating because you can do what you said you could do. God, we invite you into our hearts today. Invite you into our homes, into our fellowship. And even invite you back to your old church that you sent Jesus to shed his blood for. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to watch over our children. We ask you, God, to keep them, educate them, protect them, guide them, and love them with the same grace you did with us. We ask you, God, that you see what's going on. Government, people that we elect. Some are trying to do the right thing and others are trying to hinder. But whatever the case is, God, we know that you got the whole world in your hands. God, these days we're going to turn it over to you. We're going to love each other. We're going to forgive each other. We're going to fellowship with one another. We're going to suck with one another. And while we're doing all that, we're going to glorify you for being so good. God, remember those today who are sick and shut in, those who may be in hospitals, those who may be confined to their homes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I sure pray that you would roll a stone away for somebody. Stone on their hearts and stones on their minds, God. Just roll it away, Lord. Break every seal of addiction right now. Everything that tries to bound and come against the family, come against your church. Break it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every imp and every devil and every watch to set in place to stop us from being doing what you want us to do. God, we ask that you put them to sleep. Move them out the way, God, so we can do better. God, as I get ready to leave, I thank you for every person who took part in this service, every prayer, every soul that's here. Pray, God, you will bless them, strengthen them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. As we get ready to leave this place, but never from your presence. My prayer is for you is this, that the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.